Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome everyone to Intuitively You. I'm your host, Danielle Huff. I'm excited to be here today with you to go in a new direction, maybe not new to a lot of you, but a new way of talking about energy and ascension and aligning that light body. Do you know your body's light? Yes, that's a light inside of there. If we peeled back the layers and peeled back all that, you would be pure energy, pure light, right vibration. That's right. So we're going to talk about this, but I want to point out a couple things before we get started, because I think there's some language out there or some misinterpretation of what ascension means. Ascension doesn't mean that you're higher in your journey or that you're ahead of someone else or you're ascending up or ascending down or sideways. Ascension is learning how to open your energy field, is actually opening your energy field, opening clear down into your core, and it's happening now as we're talking, so just allow. And your body and your energy field holds more light, allows more light would be a better word, allows more light to flow through you. Do you know those days that just go together like synchronicity, boom, 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 you just didn't have a bad moment all day? Does that ever happen? It can happen. But you got to hold light, right? Because you're not in resistance. When you're in resistance, that's what we would call a block. You're resisting flow of whatever that block is. Whether you hear blocks around abundance, blocks around childhood, it's all essentially saying what I see or what I feel is that you are resisting still in that area on some level. Most of the time it's an unconscious resistance, right? Because it's a programming from way back in the past. And it can be as simple as, well, my mother never ate broccoli, so I never ate broccoli. It must be nasty, so now broccoli's nasty. It can be that simple. But it all can be as simple as, well, everyone creates money but me, or this was in my lifetime to create money. Whatever that story is, it's resisting and allowing, resisting and allowing. And that's kind of like your yes, no, right? When you're yes, yes, yesing, you're allowing, you're opening. And when you go into that resistance, that's pulling you back. That's keeping you in stuck energy, keeping you in your comfort zone. So as you grow in your world, in your life, in your beliefs, and you get on that synchronicity path to see signs and understandings that what they mean to you, that's how the body ascends in the sense of opening the conscious mind to see what's always been there but not revealed to you yet. And why I say yet is because you are eligible too. This does not escape anyone. This does not exclude anyone. Energy is energy, period. It doesn't say, oh, I'm not giving that person energy or I'm not giving that person energy. Energy just is energy. We're going to keep it there because energy's intention is just a flow, right? Vibration just flows. Energy just flows. It's until we make or create something to block it. And even then, what's it do? It wraps around it, doesn't it? Like think about water and the rocks, how the water still can get through even though the rocks are there. But man, in our daily life, if we step on one rock or stub our toe, we're like, oh, I'm out, I'm done. Let's cross over. Right? Let's leave Earth. I messed up. I'm good. Bye. Right? Instead of going, how can I open and ascend through this? How can I open and get through this? What's it teaching me? What's my learning so I don't have to repeat? You don't see water backpack to go around the same rock again, do you? Unless you're filling and draining something, right? Then it would flow and ebb and flow. But for the most part, it's flowing. There's an undercurrent of ebbing because that creates the flow. I want you to think about that as giving and receiving light in your body. And I'm going to start moving and adjusting your energy fields. Nothing you need to do, just sit and receive, listen, relax, take that deep breath and just say, I allow. What would change in your life today if you start now and say, I allow? Instead of trying to control every event that happens or have your thumb on every event that needs to be going on. Who are you delegating to? Who are you trusting to get things done for you? Is it yourself, others, or do you have to micromanage? Do you have to have that much control? If you do, then I would say there are blocks in your lightness, right? Because why do you need that heaviness? That heaviness is a safety, right? We talked about weight. We talked about, if you listen to the last broadcast about FAT, fat, right? We were talking about weight in the body, weight in your energy field. It's the same thing. Blocks are dense. Blocks are density. So if you have dense energy in your energy field, you have dense energy in your body. If you're holding dis-ease in your body, then light is not getting there, right? They call that deadened energy, or like energy's not flowing there, your chi's not flowing, whatever word you want to use. But there's a blockage there. There's a heaviness. There's something that light isn't penetrating. And if you don't know and you're ready to move in ascension, just ask, show me. Allow me to see. Allow me, light it up. Light it up so I can move it. What if right now you imagine, close your eyes and you imagine what that one block is that's keeping you from that one intention that you want? What is it? That's right. Most of the time it's ourselves, right? My I am isn't aligning with my I am center. The chakras are the energies of the body. It's a way to allow us to break down the body, to show you where emotions get stuck and heavy and in these things. So if you feel that block come up, I want you to ask, what do I need to know, see, hear, or feel that allows, instead of blocks, this energy for me? Who cares what the fear was? Because you'll battle that all day. Well, where did that come from? Why did I have that? Well, that's like, why do you need to know, right? Like, let's move it. Let's move it, shift it, get it out. Do you really need to know what caused your cancer? Do you really need to know what caused your high blood pressure? You can always go back and ask, what's the cause of this? Where's the seed of this? Because it's going to be fear-based. That's the only thing that creates dis-ease is fear. Because when you're in total alignment and you're in allowing, your cells are vibrating with light. They're not holding and holding. Even closing your hands or hearing the word no, it closes you in, right? Because that's what it's doing in your cell. It's a resistance. And we learn resistance in many ways. But you can resist releasing weight, because what if I look too pretty? I might get attention. If I get too small, somebody might want me. Even though you're using the words, I'm ready for this person, are you? Or are you ready to receive you first? You have to get okay with you. They're not going to come in okay if you're not okay. That's where all the messed up relationships come in, right? We start trying to heal each other through love. We've all been there. Laugh about it. Well, it happens. But the thing is, if we can allow ourselves to be us in our highest vibration and just keep it that simple, what's going to happen in your life? Things are going to get lighter, easier, simpler. And not because life is hard. It's the belief that you have that life is hard. Life is as easy or as hard as you make it. So when we're battling with our belief systems and move them, shift them, let's just go into a new dimension and say, light it up. Show me. Let me hear, let me see, let me feel what is keeping me from my passion, my want, my whatever. A lot of times it's using your voice, believing in yourself. It has nothing to do with the opportunity. It's that you don't think you're prepared, or you have low self-esteem, or something has happened traumatic in your life and you haven't worked through it to let it go. So ascending is allowing for that light energy, that light language, that light key codes, downloads, whatever you want to call them, to come to you so easily, like water. As easy as I breathe, answers come to me. These things will help you open up yourselves. And we're going to do right now, we're going to do a little quick meditation, because you know me, I'm not about the 30, 40 minute meditations, unless you have time and you enjoy that. But I like to do life, so I don't like to sit and I like to know on the go. And you'll learn that you can know on the go. The same answers you get in meditation, you can get in the now. But some of us need that time to say, this is my time and space to honor me. That's perfectly fine. That's your belief system. Go with it. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it, but I want to show you some little quicker, faster ways that doesn't take you out of life, and then you have to come back into life. And we'll talk about that probably next radio show about staying where you are and develop from there. But back to this meditation. This one, we're going to close our eyes. We're going to open up our third eyes. We're going to imagine opening up all our chakras, whether you feel them dense, heavy. And if you don't know what chakras are, just open up the rainbow of light around you. Just feel that. Just feel the rainbow of light. And as you do, is there a color that looks darker or heavier than another? Is red looking darker than purple maybe? Is purple looking darker than... Where are you feeling the heaviness? Which color? You can align that to the chakra. Or you can say, whatever this color means to me, that's blocking me. It doesn't have to align. There you go. And then we're going to see that we're going to use our laser of our eye, of our third eye, and we're going to blow up that block. We're going to just go ahead and create it lighter, lighter, lighter. Feel it lighter. Make those colors lighter, brighter. You can do one color at a time. You can do all colors. But you want to do it to what feels right for you. Some people don't like pastels. Well, then don't make it pastel. This is your energy field. Make it the way you love it, right? Because you're the one that loves it. But don't do things for other people. Do it for yourself. Other people will be rewarded. That is not selfishness. That's taking care of yourself first. And that's the big one. That's why we get a lot of blocks in our energy, because we quit caring, doing self-care, looking at ourselves because we're so busy helping others. Stop. Prepare yourself first, and then you'll flow easier through it. So as you're opening and you're imagining, and you, because imagination is truth to the mind, body, and soul, always remember that as you create, it's real, it's real, it's real, it's real. So here's your rainbow colors. You can ask what the block is if you want. That's okay. Or you could just say, what do I need to know, see, hear, feel to move that block? To release that person out of my life. To release and give them back all their energy. To release that story of fear. Ooh, let's light up fear. Where is that popping? You could even say, hey, put fear in another color so I know exactly where it is, right? You might see black spots. You might see dark red spots, colors, whatever. Use your imagination. That's right. That's what it's there for. Keep it on. And as you do this, you're going to pour light. You're going to imagine a light above the rainbow is coming through, and it's just light, vibrational, pure white light. We're leaving love and happiness. We're leaving emotion out. Like, we're not even going there. We're beyond emotion right now. We're beyond it. Go beyond it. Bring that white light through all of that energy field. Your soul field. That's right. Your spirit. Ooh, where the mind body connects to spirit. Yep, right there. Yep. And then through your body. Imagine now every cell in your body lighting up with energy, with white light, with pure light, yellow light, whatever you like, color light. But it's bright and it's shining. Your whole body is shining from the inside out. Your eyes are brighter. Your hair is brighter. The energy just runs through you. Anything of heaviness is releasing down your spine, out your body, out through your feet. Just let it go. However it goes, maybe it's going through your pores and you're wanting to move your hands. Whatever that is for you. And you can do this many times a day, once a day, 1,000 times a day. Hey, wherever you are, you are. Use these techniques as you need them. Not, oh, I should only do that here or there. That's putting a limitation. We don't live in this should, could, would world because those are limiting. But we do live in a bright, beautiful, shiny, energetic world. And as you ascend and as you open the blocks, it opens your consciousness. Because your unconscious mind, your subconscious mind already gets it all. It's already filtering data blah, 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 all day. But your conscious mind's like, wait, I can't take it all in. I've only learned that I can read this way. I only can write. I can only take off your onlys. Your onlys are blocks or limits. If you think you can only get a paycheck this way or money only comes this way, you're going to be working a lot of onlys. Who wants to do that? Not me. Let it come to you in all ways. Let energy flow in all ways because it already does. But you're opening and expanding the conscious mind to know it. Some of you look at numbers and see messages through numbers, angel numbers, numerology, whatever. Some of you do astrology. Some of you just say, I have an ache in my leg, and what is this ache from? And you'll get your answer. That's body talk, right? The physical talk. Whatever that is for you, use what works for you. Believe it to move it, right? Believe the light's coming in. Believe every cell in your body is now vibrating at the highest and best for you. Because let me tell you, a lot of people think, if you had a magic wand, you could just fix me. Yeah, but you wouldn't like it. It wouldn't be the way you thought it would be, because I would be doing it. Here's the key. When you set yourself up for ascension and you do the work and you reap the rewards, what happens? You will enjoy it, right? And you have no one else to point fingers at or to blame or to move or, well, she moved the wand the wrong way, so now I only have this half healing. I hear it all, right? Well, here's the truth. The truth is all your healing's within you. There's really nothing to heal. There's only to change, move the 3D world. Healing is of the physical body, right? The soul never needs healed. The soul is just pure energy. But we don't use all our soul energy because of the blocks in our belief systems and our mindset and our what? In our reality. So if light, bright light is too woo-woo for you, what do I need to know in my reality that changes to my best and highest good? Use it that way. Your words work for you. Here's the key, though. Do you already feel your body being lighter? Yeah. Your cells are releasing. A lot of you are going to have great bowel movements later. Some of you may even start coughing, have neck pain. These are things that you need to look at and say, where'd that come from? What was I holding there? Why? Let it go. See white light all day shining down upon you. Whether it's a spotlight, but it's lighting up your energy field. So at any moment, you can know what you need to know. Now that's meditation. Here's the key. Go back to the stillness of your mind. Your mind needs to be still so that you can hear, see, feel, and know. It's not in story. It's not in fear. It's not in outcomes. You're getting quiet. You're stilling the mind. Keep it still. No racing thoughts. Very quiet. And ask, what is this? What do I know? Some of us just hear it as we go. We can be talking and then we hear our guides. But you know what? When you're first starting out, don't let that confuse you. Well, I don't hear them when I talk. Well, that's because you're talking, right? Kind of like a friend. Like if you talk over your friend, you're not going to hear each other. Same thing with guides. You're not going to hear them if your mind is racing in the 20 million different fear stories when all you're asking is, what do I need to do? Change is easy. There's nothing hard about change. But you've been programmed. You get programmed every day if you watch TV, listen to the radio, whatever, on the internet. Change is hard. No one likes to change. Men don't like to change. Women don't like to change. The truth is we're changing in every moment. But when we actually consciously think about, oh, I need to shift, oh, that's a lot of work. No, you just told yourself it was a lot of work. Bring light into it and say, what's the easiest way for me to shift this? What's the easiest way for me to move into change for this? You don't need punishment to create good. But our society says that, doesn't it? You don't need punishment, judgment, and all those things to make something go bad to good. Because it isn't bad to good. It is what it is, and then it moves to what it is. That simple. But because of your values, beliefs, and your anchors, your blocks, you get stuck in the, whoa, they might not like me if I change this way. I might lose this. I might move that. Maybe you're supposed to. Let go of attachments. When you're in light energy, you're not attached. You're flowing, right? The water's not attached to the rock. It's flowing around it, over it, through it. Allow that to happen. And allow those blocks to dissolve easily. I mean, if we had to work on every block, we wouldn't, what? You wouldn't get out of your home. You'd be like, oh, next, next, next. You'd have all this good energy, but nothing to do with it. So me, personally, I love to be the intuitive on the go, right? I want to know in the now, like why I'm walking, why I'm still doing. I don't want to have to sit over here in the corner and go, what do I need to do? No, you can have stillness of mind, still be present, still release blocks. All these things can be happening as you are evolving you through your day of reality. Allow it to run in the background of your energy, right? It's kind of like breath. You don't sit all day and think, am I breathing? Am I breathing? Am I breathing? I need to breathe. I need to breathe. No, the body does it for you, right? The mind-body does it for you. Your soul don't jump out at you and go, breathe, go hold in your breath. You might hear that because you're holding your breath. Like a lot of people hold their breath in their upper chest. Shift that out because that blocks your voice. That blocks your knowing. That blocks your heart center from getting to your mind center, right? Think of that tunnel between your heart and your mind. It's called your throat. There's a reason for that energetically, right? And when the heart and mind are on the same wavelength, it's a pure, true connection. When you're not, the heart's sending this signal and your mind's going, what, where, what, right? Blocking it, moving it. Let it streamline into your life. Let your flow stream you into your opportunities, your magic, using your abilities, knowing, trusting your intuition. That's ascension, is that light body, that lightness. And we're not talking weight, even though it does work with weight, and weight is a block. That's not what this is about. We're going deeper to the core. And when I say the core, I mean the core of you, the core of your beliefs, that core system that runs without your knowing. And you're opening that up to go, what are you doing in there that I don't know about? Because I need to discover some things about me, and I need some light shed on this. We even say that, don't we? Can you shed some light on this? What's that mean? I need understanding. Right? Here's the truth. Your understanding is your own advice, no one else's. They can direct, suggest, but you have to come back to your heart center and get your own light, your own wisdom, your own truth. Because that is what ascension is. Because when you move out the fear, what comes in place? Light. Light. Not love, and it's not this, it's not that. It's just pure energy. Then we start labeling the energy of love and happiness and anger and fear. Blah. That's not where we're at. Let those labels go. Flow from here. Flow from your heart center. Enjoy, experience. Let it be light. Let it be easy for you. When you do this, your signs and synchronicities show up. And whatever you believe that to mean for you is right for you. And the reason I'm coming back to that is because when you crack open your consciousness, you're going to see a whole lot of things that you're like, ooh, I never knew that was there before. Where'd that come from? Right? Take time with yourself. It's not a judgment. It's an awareness. And awareness creates ascension, just as ascension creates awareness. Right? Yeah, back and forth. As above, below. Same way. So as you're flowing through that, pull up your energy. See it bright, see it light, make it as big as the world or bigger, and make it the galaxy. Your energy field is connected to all. You're not just your body. You're not just 6 inches out of your body or 6 feet out of your body. You are the universal energy in your field. And as you learn your field, you'll learn to create your reality through your passions. How that comes through is because the light ascends and you get awareness of that, oh, I like this now, or oh, I don't like this now. So here we go. And it's okay. It's okay that you're not where you were 2 days ago, a year ago, right? Yeah, it's okay. Give yourself permission to just, it's okay. And ascend with light energy. Practice this. Redo this through the day. When you're using the bathroom, imagine white light coming out of you. Why not? Coming through you. Have fun with this. This is not serious, but it works, right? Don't take life so serious. judgments, heaviness, that's ready to release out. There you go. Yeah, release that energy. Release and receive and allow. A lot of you are good givers, but you're not open to receiving, so that blocks energy. That's resistance. Some of you are good receivers and not good givers. Again, what's that do? That blocks energy. You want an open flow. You want your receiving to be as easy as your giving, and your giving to be as easy as your, because it is. It's only you who creates it differently or tells the story. Let go of the stories of the mind. Stay in the present now moment. Do this from your heart center, from your core being. You don't have to know metaphysics. You don't have to know spirits and guides and all these things. What you do need to know is that you're pure energy and that you have the ability to heal, grow, and develop you naturally. But you have to take the reins. You have to let the light in. We can shine it, but you can block it, right? Allow that light to come in as easy, as bright, or as dim as you need it. It's okay. Let go of dark moments. Don't judge them dark. They're just moments that light's shining through. Let the light come through your expression, through your face, through your eyes, through every being part of you. When your cells vibrate with light, you have so much energy. Your belief system starts changing that you're not tired at 8 o'clock because you went to bed at 8 o'clock ever since you were 6 years old, right? That's a programming. Your kids could stay up later. I'm just saying, don't let them listen to this, but your kids could stay up later. We all could say we have more energy than we give ourselves credit for. But we're like, oh, we're tired because the clock says 10. Or, oh, we need to do this because the clock says. Let go of time and space when you work with energy, because that light has so much more presence and brings so much more to you, because it brings you to you. You discover your heart through ascending the light. Allow your body to vibrate with light. You can work with light. You can work with sound. It's all vibration. That vibrational energy helps move the blocks out. There's many modalities that will help move the blocks out. But I just know consciously we get tired of talking about our past and our angst and all those things. Well, what you give energy to grows, right? So let that go. You already survived it. You got through it. Shake it off. Allow the light to burn off the excess so that you can create a new story. You can create a new timeline for you. That's right. Take a breath. The energy today is running very strong, so drink water, feel your breath, feel grounded in your body. I'm sending some grounding energy right now. And grounding is not heavy. It should feel more of a balance. If it feels heavy, then you've got blocks. There you go. So you want to feel in your body that you're connected, but you're not anchored, right? You don't have to feel heavy and anchored in. That you could flow like water today. Light up the cells like the sun. Every cell in your body, bright light as the sun. Then when you look outside, whether it's cloudy or dark, it's still a sunny day to you. Are you deceiving yourself? No, you're living your reality that's true for you. Honor yourself. Honor your ascending. Honor your consciousness. Honor your awareness. Because it's key for your journey. It's key for your journey. Breathe that through. There you go. Share this with others that you know are ready to open light and ascend. You can always connect with me on JanielleHuff.com. You know, you can always text or call 765-520-6773 for scheduling questions. We are here for you. I am here for you. For wherever you are in your path, I will meet you. And until we meet again, stay in peace, my friends. Bye for now.